And good morning. It's now 6:04. I'm Sean Crawford for NPR Illinois. Illinois lawmakers have approved a measure they say will funnel about $1.5 billion a year toward mass transit statewide. That plan was years in the making as transit agencies warned of staff and service cuts as pandemic relief money dried up. That'll be paid for through diversions to transit from gasoline taxes and the road fund. Revenue ideas like a statewide amusement tax, a large event ticket surcharge, and speed cameras were scrapped. But the bill does include a 45-cent toll hike starting in 2027 to fund tollway construction. Governor Pritzker says there's only so much the state can do to mitigate harm when SNAP benefits are cut off this Saturday. The governor signing an executive order Thursday, releasing $20 million to support food banks across the state. The money is coming from the Department of Human Services budget and the state's newly formed Bridge Fund. Pritzker says this will be one of the only ways the state can get food assistance to those who need it.
They've decided to shut down the SNAP machines so that they can't be used. So even if we were to put money into SNAP accounts, they couldn't be accessed by someone who has a SNAP card.
Nearly 2 million Illinoisans could lose benefits unless Congress strikes a deal to reopen the government. Legislation offering Illinoisans safeguards from federal immigration agents now awaits the governor's signature, as Mawa Iqbal reports.
Legislation that passed the House and Senate would allow citizens to sue ICE agents if they violate someone's constitutional rights while carrying out enforcement duties. The bill also creates a 1,000-foot zone around courthouses where ICE agents would be barred from making arrests. State Senator Selena Villanueva of Chicago says her Latino constituents are living in hell.
I tell you about the helicopters that start whirling at 4 a.m. over the homes in my home, the trauma that ensues for the children that are having to wake up and go to school and not know if they're going to see mom and dad at home at the end of the day.
Republicans oppose the legislation. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Governor Pritzker is urging the Department of Homeland Security to let kids be kids this Halloween and let them celebrate without fear of Border Patrol and Customs Enforcement agents. He asked Border Patrol Commander Gregory Bovino to pause operations for Halloween, saying that children should not be victims. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem responded. She says it's shameful Pritzker would ask for such a thing. The legislature has approved a measure to let doctors prescribe life-ending medication to terminally ill patients. It would need a prognosis of 6 months to live or less, and they would also need to work closely with doctors and meet a set of parameters. Doctors would not have to participate. It passed the House this spring. It passed the Senate early this morning and will now go to the governor's desk. Well, looks like we'll stay dry this weekend across the area. Today we're expecting a high of 61, sunny skies, 63 for tomorrow, and 55 for Sunday. This is NPR Illinois.